Meanwhile, Liam Horn sits opposite me from Schley and Nua Careers, and they've got 9 offices around the country indeed. And Liam sits opposite me. Liam, morning to you.
Good morning, Keith.
Thanks for joining us. Now, we're looking at a number of aspects today. Leaving cert results out, people looking for jobs, with GRETB having open days and all of that. But, I mean, a proper CV is very important.
Yeah, and it's the time of the year when people are thinking about careers, as your previous guest spoke about as well. A CV is hugely important for candidates going for jobs. It's the first thing the employer sees of you. And if that's not doing a good job for you, chances are it might end up in the waste paper basket or in the online basket now. You know, a lot more CVs.
A delete
button will be applied to it. So it's very important. And what we see all the time is good candidates with underwhelming CVs. In fact, I saw one this morning from a candidate I know very well, and his CV absolutely failed to sell him at the level it should be at. So what we'd be saying to people, and what we work with people directly in, is that you must work hard to make sure your CV sells you well. And in a world of technology changes and communication changes, the CV is still very, very strong. It's still a very popular way of being recruited. And, you know, things will probably change in time, but right now the CV is still the man.
So how do you dress up a CV without taking away from what you do on a day-to-day basis?
Yes.
I mean, how do you make it that it's eye-catching?
Yeah, so the first thing we would say
The facts are the facts,
and you should not deviate from those. However, facts can be presented in ways that are more appropriate from application to application. So, for example, if you're going for a job as a salesperson with company ABC, you must first of all look at what company ABC are looking for. Lots of candidates just write their CV and don't think about where it's going. It's a sales transaction. Your CV must make sense, must attract, must hook in the employer. So before you write a word in your CV or before you tweak your CV for the next job, look at the requirements of the job. What are they saying in the job spec? What do they say in the company website?
And you have to be honest with yourself, am I capable of doing this job?
Yeah, and if this exercise proves you don't have enough of what they're looking for, well then you're applying for the wrong job. And we would say a very difficult place to be is to get a job under false pretenses, because that's not going to last
anywhere.
You will be found out, and it won't be good for your CV long term to do that, or good for your morale either. So the first thing we would say is that when writing your CV, people should think about achievements, not just what they did. So don't say I held such and such a job. You need to say what you achieved in that job: sales targets, opening up new territories for a company perhaps, led a change of the IT system. So think more than what you did, but actually what did you achieve. Make that as concrete as possible. Talk about turnover, say, as I say, actual sales targets, number of people you managed, growth, new offices, anything you did that can be concrete and can be measured should be there.
Okay, go back though to, that's fine if somebody has achieved something, go back though to the bottom rung of the ladder when you have very little to put on the CV and you're looking for that break in life. How do you get that break in life?
Well, if you haven't got a body of work behind you, so to speak, you need to look elsewhere then. You need to look at your hobbies, your community involvement, your behavioural stuff, you know. So if you're, for example, 19 years of age and you haven't done much in a career sense, the fact that you play sport or are involved in the local drama group or various things like that can say something about you. You can only do the best you can do. You can't make up stuff you don't have.
But I'm looking for that break in life. I'm young, I've gone to college, I've got my degree, I've done my first master's, I've done all of that, and I just can't crack it, and I'm working in the local shop.
Well, first of all, what did you do to get the master's? What thesis did you do? What group work did you do? What projects did you do? Write about them. Write about what you contributed to those projects. Write about scores or grades you achieved in those projects. There's always something. And, you know, as life goes on, that would be less and less important. But right now, that's what you have. And you've got to bring that into play. Hobbies are a very interesting area to mine as well, as is community involvement. So get the best you can. And if you don't have much of that stuff, start doing things, start getting involved, start volunteering, start making a contribution somewhere, so that you have some things that will give an employer something to hang on to, some sense that you have a good attitude, that you will bring something to the party. And don't underestimate the whole thing of your behaviour, of, you know, the fact you've no career to date, but you've been captain of a sports team, for example. There's something in that, but you've got to bring that forward for the employer. What we often do, what candidates often do, is hope that clairvoyance will do it. But in fact, that's not the case. You've got to tell the employer in your CV what you're bringing to the table.
Where can they get further details on building a CV like this? Do you do open classes?
Most of our work is done one-on-one with people. We do offer a free CV health check on our website, sleenewatcareers.com. So if you have a CV, you can send it to us and we'll do a free health check. We have an office here in Galway, Patricia Maloney in Bushy Park. She can be contacted on 091 528 883. and patricia.maloney at sleenuacareers.com. She's very experienced. And as I said, we have a free CV health check, and we have a free interview health check as well, where you can answer two questions that you might give in a job interview, and we critique those for you as well. So go on our website. There's a huge wealth of information there of value to people chasing jobs free of charge, apart from what we do professionally as well.
All right, if they want to get further details, Patricia, your local rep is on 528883. Or again, just go on to the sleenuacareers.com website. Liam, we'll get you back in again in a few weeks' time. Thanks, Steve, for joining us today.
Thank you, Keith.
And nice to see you again. Liam Horne joining us from sleenuacareers.com for the details there.